You're probably saying, we see you're at home. Why aren't you using all the fancy cameras that you got set up there? Because I want to test out the microphone. I want to test out the wireless microphone because it seemed like it was dropping out of my last video. I don't know if I didn't have the receiver stuck all the way inside of the phone, or was I bouncing around? What was going on? Maybe I didn't have it like in there tight enough, but it seemed like if it would work, it should work and it shouldn't be, you know, intermittent. It was definitely intermittent from being from the wireless to the internal microphone. You can hear it click, click, click. But what I want to say was today I woke up early, what, 7 o'clock, 7:30, seven, whatever I was telling you people. I got out of bed. I started, you know, getting going. I think I got out here at 8 or something like that. Maybe even earlier than that. And I walked to the DMV. I got my DMV done. By the time I was supposed to get out of bed, by the time I usually get up, I had already walked like 8,500 steps and got my license renewed. It was almost, and was back home, on my way back home. And I thought to myself, you know what? You on a roll. So why don't you just go ahead and go to Pasadena and drop that camera off at Sammy's camera so you can get that fixed so you can start looking at all those legacy tapes you got. So basically, before the time I started work today, I had walked 8,000 steps. I, you know, I want the, I'm going to get the, all right, here's what I want to do. I got an eye exam tomorrow, and I'm just going to upgrade my glasses. I'm going to go out and get better glasses because, see, these are non-reflective. And the prescription is updated. And I got a bunch of glasses over there. I don't even know if I should be wearing them anymore. Because the prescription might just be all outdated. And they're just older. And these are non-reflective. You see the big difference with the non-reflective? And they fit better and everything. So I'm just going to upgrade my glasses. I don't even wear them. You know, it's like I've been saving them. Saving them for what? See, I take these off, right? That's my newer prescription. This is an older prescription. I think that they're not... See how reflective, all that reflection? See, it's a good, if I'm watching TV or something, the reflection don't matter. But if I'm on camera or something, I guess it matters. That's the only time the reflection will work. I mean, that you know, that, and these is another one of my later, you know, these are like computer glasses because the bifocal part that I use to look at the computer is like really high. She said, well, why don't you just make them, you know, all the way? And I was like, no. I want to have it this way because if I look over here, I'm not looking through the bifocal anymore. If I look farther distance, but the bifocal part is like really high. So, because I got my monitor up high. So I don't want to be going like this, you know. So these actually work. I may even, you know, tell her to do these again, even though I complain about it and just get another pair. Actually, I would go to Zinni. I would go to my Zinni. I don't know if you can see this. Zinni.com. You probably can't see that, but it says Zinni.com is where I go to get my glasses. And let's be real. They're a lot cheaper. But anyway, so in the morning, I wouldn't renew my, I did this, and then I came home and I jumped in the car and I drove to Pasadena. I jumped in the car, drove to Pasadena to, take a camera and turn my camera into Sammy's camera. Uh-oh, got to pause. Yeah, had to handle a customer who, called in, and see, I like these glasses. All these glasses, I got a whole bunch of pair of glasses over there that I've been saving and never really used. You know, some are a little bit dressy, some are a little bit more stylish, you know, made way more than what I would need. And I never used them.
I would use this hair.
Glasses all the time. Just had to help another customer or user. I like to call them users. I remember years ago they told us not to call them users, call them customers. And I remember a coworker said, I ain't calling them customers. And I was with him. You know, I wasn't going, I don't know if I was going to buck the system, but you know, I probably, you know, every now and then I use customers, you know, but I like the users is more my tone. Let's just be honest. Users is more my tone. And, got this guy taken care of. Hit him. I can't multitask. I mean, I can, but I don't want to. I'm not relaxed enough to talk and do two things at once. So what I did was I switched microphones. I took this microphone off and I put my old one on. I actually unplugged it. I actually took it, I unplugged it, and plugged the other one back in. The reason I did that is because the one that I plugged in, actually, I can charge the phone and use the microphone. It has a connector that I can put it to charge in the, I can charge the phone and have the, while the microphone is, external microphone is plugged in. So the microphone goes in like that. Actually, I'm going to get really geeky. My extender, my USB-C extender goes in there so I can get past the case of the phone. Then the transmitter of the wireless mic goes in, and then the power cable can go inside of that. So I actually, and then it's charging and using the phone and all that. And I have this microphone working here, so I just wanted to do that. What was I talking about? I forgot what I was talking about. What was I talking about before we got so rudely interrupted by the livelihood that I love the best? The livelihood that I love the best. How should I categorize this? I think there's a... Yeah, I'm going to go through my glasses and get rid of these ones. I'm going to go through my glasses and get more serious about them. Like, because this pair here is another pair that I like them, but I never wore them that much. So now I got them sitting by the TV. I use them as TV glasses. These are my new latest prescription ones. That's probably my best pair. I don't know if you can't see it, but you're not going to be able to see it. But this line is way up high. It should be like lower. Like on this one, it's lower. It's really like small. It's like right here. And on the other one, it's like way up here. Cause if I put these on and I look at the screen, I gotta look like this to see the whole screen. On those, I don't. So I do kind of like those. I do like those. But if I'm like walking around doing normal stuff, these are okay. But those would be in the computer glasses. Some of you say, get them all, you know, make the whole glass. You know, short distance. And I say, no, I don't want that. Because that means I have to change glasses. So I kind of do like this. Even though it was kind of irritating at first, I do kind of like it. And so I'll just take these off. I'm not going to say that I'm getting a headache. Oh, but those are reflective. I don't want to have the reflective ones on. So maybe once I stop broadcasting, I'll look at my showing presence. Deleted files. And keeping with yearly tradition, open call and competition. Yep. So what was I saying? I went to Pasadena. I did all this morning. 7:30, boom, 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 and end up going to Pasadena. Drove to Pasadena for work. That's unheard of. For me to do something like that, that is just unheard of. That is just like, just something that I just don't usually do. You know, I try not to do too much work, but I'm do too much stuff before work. But I'm going for it this time. You know, I just literally just wanted to go for it, go at it like that. And I swear, when I'm working, I'm working. I don't know if compartmentalized or whatever you want to call it, but they're going to get me. They're going to get me for that. I should probably look that up, but I didn't. They're going to get me for that. I should probably look for that, but I didn't. Hope nobody listen. I was going to say, hope nobody listen to this call, but I'm not on the call. I'm just talking. So it's a good day. My energy's up. I walked up to DMV. I came home and said, you know what? I got enough time. I got home in so much time. I said, I could drive to Pasadena and drive back. I checked the, you know, Google. Google Maps says be half hour there, half hour back. I said, boom, let's do it. Went and dropped the camera off. Went to Sammy's Camera. Really cool place. Really, really cool. Like technical camera repair shop where they got people, knowledgeable people walking around. And just, you know, the feel of being in a place. And also going there, I rode past where Pooh Bahs used to be. So I got a picture of Pooh Bahs, the old record store that I used to go to after work every payday and looking to use record bin and all that stuff. And, you know, so I grew up, I mean, when I first landed, I landed in Altadena. Then my first apartment was in Pasadena. And I went by my first apartment, you know, and I took pictures and, you know, I rode down the street where I don't want to say grew up on, but, you know, my first Pasadena days, my first apartment, the laundromat, you know, the seafood place there, the liquor store. Oh, my God, I can tell you stories about that liquor store. Oh, my God, I can tell you stories about that liquor store. And, you know, so I did all that. And then I came home and I still had enough time. I got home, took a shower, got breakfast, boom, and just right into work. And you can still see I'm feeling it. You know, I'm still feeling that energy. Mr. Scale told me 222.8 today, which is, you know, which I should be grateful for, but I'm not because I'm spoiled like that. I mean, it's just fun. It's just really fun. It's just really fun. And I'm running out of things to say. I want to get back to work. I want to get back to work. I want to get back to work. I literally want to. Seriously, I want to get back.